It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings, the show that's so nice, we do it twice. Already did episode one. Hopefully you've already listened to it or watched it. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. That was the Thursday nighter and all of the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Now we get to the Sunday late games, the Sunday nighter, the Monday nighter. And when I say we, to be honest, I primarily mean he, Joe Dolan. He's the star of the show. I make no moans about it. I love his information. I love his delivery. I love his passion. I love his energy. I'm a big Joe Dolan guy at FG_Dolan, which is also why I'm a big fantasy points guy. Fantasypoints.com. I've had a subscription since day one. Use the code 22Feast so you can get a discount on their already existing discount and be a subscriber like I am. Joe, we start with the New York Jets at the Denver Broncos. If you would have told me before the season started that the Jets would have twice as many wins as the Broncos, that you'd be talking more about Jets guys for fantasy football than Broncos guys, I would have said you were nuts. But alas, here we are.
I'm not sure how much we can talk about Jets guys for fantasy football, though. Zach Wilson has attempted just 39 passes in his past two games. The Jets have five players with a target share between 10 and 20%, okay? And Zach Wilson isn't throwing the football. So all these receivers who and we knew it was going to regress, okay? Joe Flacco was dropping back 60 times a game the first 3 weeks of the season. We knew it was going to regress. But it has regressed to a point where none of the Jets' receivers are viable for fantasy. Elijah Moore, no targets last week. I mean, this guy lit the league on fire in the second half of last season. No targets. He's droppable. Garrett Wilson. He's a top 10 pick. Oh, he looks great out there. Not getting targets. Tyler Conklin was the number three tight end through the first 3 weeks of the season. Now CJ Uzomah's back. Conklin, not getting targets. The one guy who the Jets are giving the football to him is Breece Hall. And this guy is a stud. And, you know, I went on the little tangent on yesterday's podcast about the Packers and forcing a rotation where I don't think they need one. The Jets have stopped that. They've just been like, you know, no, Mike LaFleur, no, we don't need to get Michael Carter going because we have Breece Hall. And they're playing. They play a lot of pony package, by the way. They play a lot of two running backs at the same time. But Breece Hall is a league-winning asset right now. And really, unfortunately, even with the Jets at 4-2, the only Jet fantasy asset I trust right now is Breece Hall. And he's a guy who I am thrilled if I have him in a fantasy league.
You know, it's interesting. What about the Broncos, Joe?
Ross, I don't want to pile too much on Nathaniel Hackett, okay? But how does this in any way make freaking sense? He is force-feeding Melvin Gordon touches while Javonte Williams is getting chunks of yardage. Despite Melvin Gordon putting the ball on the ground in every game, he is force-feeding him touches. Javonte Williams, that poor freaking kid, suffers a devastating knee injury. And now you're benching Melvin Gordon for Latavius freaking Murray? How does this in any way make sense? This guy is 45 degrees of clueless. Russell Wilson is hurt now. He's got a shoulder. He's got a hamstring. Wilson, by most metrics, one of the NFL's worst quarterbacks. He's 25th in QBR. He's 20th in DVOA. He's 22nd in fantasy points per game. He's first in cringy catchphrases, but even he pulled back on that, not saying the let's ride bull crap after another embarrassing press conference. I mean, I'm upset because I love Javonte Williams and I'm upset that kid's hurt. That's not Nathaniel Hackett's fault. But now you're pissing off Melvin Gordon, who all we've said about him, he's been a good soldier. Melvin Gordon said, hey, it was a close game. I thought I could help. Apparently not. This team, every piece of evidence is that Nathaniel Hackett is in way over his head. Russell Wilson's terrible right now. The Broncos, you cannot bury them enough for me. And I still feel like they're going to figure it out. But, man, you watch them. This isn't like, oh, you know, the Bengals, oh, one play here, one play there. No, this is just a disaster in every area. One thing I will say, the tight end position is garbage for fantasy. Go pick up Greg Dulcich if you can, if he's still out there. He is their guy. Albert O was a healthy scratch. They want Greg Dulcich involved in this passing game. Go pick him up. He's the only Bronco I'm really excited about at this point.
I'm actually surprised, looking at the Game Time app, that tickets for their game on Sunday against the Jets are still $82. That surprises me because, excuse me, I would have thought that it would be lower than that. I mean, that's one. Make sure you get the Game Time app. If you're not familiar with it, it's the fastest growing ticketing app because it guarantees the lowest price on tickets to all your favorite sports, concerts, and shows. Checkout takes less than 30 seconds. But I'm guaranteeing that by Sunday, this ticket will be lower. Now, maybe Jets fans are going out there because they're excited. Maybe they're keeping the market up. But Broncos fans have had it. Download the Game Time app. Heck, you can go to the Avalanche game tonight for $33 or the Nuggets game Saturday for $14.
At least they got those.
Yeah, and if you redeem code FEAST, you get $20 off your first purchase. Again, that's FEAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Houston Texans are at the Raiders. Both teams coming off bye, right, Joe?
Yeah, both teams coming off bye. And what the story of this game is both teams kind of have a surprising bell cow running back. Now, Damian Pierce was getting the fantasy hype. He has paid that off. Ross, I don't think on my most bullish expectations for Damian Pierce, when his ADP was like climbing into the third round of high stakes leagues, I didn't think he would achieve this. But he is first and foremost, he's really good. Like, this isn't just like Tyler Algier getting carries because they don't have anybody else. Damian Pierce is like their best offensive player right now. And then on the Raiders side, a guy I wanted nothing to do with in fantasy this year, Josh Jacobs, is playing the best football of his career. He's averaging 21.7 carries over the last four games. That's second most in the NFL. And he's also getting the seventh most targets among running backs. So he's having a bell cow role that nobody anticipated. Oh, and by the way, the Raiders are 7-point home favorites. So Josh Jacobs is going to be the chalk of chalk on DraftKings this week and in DFS. So just a very interesting matchup there. Noted that Brandon Cooks is not practicing on Wednesday. We're recording this on Wednesday, but he has been getting veteran rest days for the Houston Texans. It's really the Texans are Damian Pierce and Brandon Cooks. Although, kind of quietly, Nico Collins has led the Texans in receiving in four consecutive games. Not really a guy that I love for fantasy, but in a week where you got Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Cooper Kupp on bye, Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis on bye, you might need to use Nico Collins.
That's interesting, Joe. I like that. And I noticed that as well. Seattle's traveling to LA to play the Chargers.
Yeah, the thing about Seattle is Geno, like, they just didn't need to do anything in that game against Arizona last week. Arizona was pitiful. The one guy who stood out, obviously, was Ken Walker, who I believe, according to PFF, broke 12 tackles in that game, forced 12 missed tackles.
He is good.
He is awesome. And by the way, he ran more routes than DJ Dallas. So the thing I was wondering was, well, oh, okay, Ken Walker, the worry, I think, at the beginning of the year was, okay, he's in a rotation behind Rashad Penny on a bad football team. So it's going to be empty calorie touches. Well, the Seattle's obviously Penny's out for the year, and I feel terrible for him, but Seattle's better than people thought they were going to be. And now Walker's got potentially a little bit of a receiving role, and we don't need him to be Christian McCaffrey. We need him to be Marshawn Lynch. Catch me 1, 2, 3 passes a game, and we'll be okay, Ken. That kid is good. He's an RB1 based on usage right now. Now, they're 6-point underdogs to the Chargers, so I do expect to see a little bit more of DJ Dallas in this game, but there ain't no way I'm sitting Ken Walker right now. Flipping over to the Chargers, it looks like they could get Keenan Allen back this week. They are obviously going through something, though, along the offensive line. Justin Herbert is like a football-throwing specimen, okay? His average depth of target is 6.3. It's eighth lowest among quarterbacks right now. Not like Keenan Allen's a guy coming back who's going to change that. I wonder if they're too concerned about the offensive line right now. But you can't restrict Justin Herbert like he's Joe Flacco. You can't do that. This offense really is frustrating. In case you were wondering, Ross, that game on Monday night pissed me off between the Chargers and the Broncos. I actually fell asleep on the couch watching it. Like, that's the first time I can remember doing that during an NFL game in a number of years. And the Chargers putting me to sleep with Justin Herbert at quarterback, that just hurts, man. It hurts.
Yeah, well, you know why? It's because there weren't that many touchdowns, and you had to watch a standalone game. It wasn't a Sunday game where you could be watching the red zone, and now you can follow all the action on one screen. You can catch every touchdown every Sunday thanks to NFL Red Zone, which is available on Sling Blue Plus Sports Extra. Sling is really easy to set up, easy to use. I have several buddies that have it. Now you can try it for half off. Just visit sling.com/DraftKings to sign up today. So literally, I think in my mind, like, everybody has Red Zone. I guess not everybody does. Watch every touchdown live every Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone on Sling. For a limited time, get Sling Blue and add on Sports Extra with NFL Red Zone for half off your first month. Regular price, $46, now only $23. That's right. Now you get the best deal on Red Zone, so you can catch all the touchdowns at the lowest price with Sling TV. Visit sling.com/DraftKings to sign up today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who are we signing up for in Chiefs Niners, Joe?
Well, this is actually a good game. Like, we've got a total here of 48.5. This is going to be a very popular DFS stacking game. But the thing about the Chiefs is, who do you trust? I mean, Mahomes, obviously. Kelce, obviously. Juju Smith-Schuster made his first play of the season, but it was bad tackling. The one thing I will say is I think Juju probably has earned more trust from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. He had a season-high snap share and a season-high route share in week five, so I think he's firmly on the wide receiver 3 radar, especially in this game. But the problem here with the Chiefs is the touchdown luck for Clyde Edwards-Helaire has completely dried up. He hasn't even finished as a top 40 running back in each of the last two games. They are forcing a rotation there, getting McKinnon involved, getting Pacheco involved. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire does not score a touchdown, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not going to come through for fantasy. He has scored fewer than 10 PPR fantasy points in 8 of his last 12 games without a touchdown. So very rarely without a score is he doing something of note for your fantasy lineup. He's being outsnapped by Jerick McKinnon. He's running fewer routes than Jerick McKinnon. Edwards-Helaire does not have the passing game role that he needs to succeed without the touches, without the touchdowns. And that's concerning to me for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're still rotating all their wide receivers. Like I said, Juju's the only one I can really consider putting in a lineup right now, unless you're dying on a bye week and you throw like Mecole Hardman in there. Valdes-Scantling didn't catch a ball last week, had a touchdown come off the board. The Chiefs right now are just a team that is going to move the ball, is going to score points. You just don't really know who's going to get those points with the exception of Travis Kelce.
What about the Niners?
Another team that like everybody's like, oh, they're going to be good this year. And then they just when they have to play in a positive game script. You know, Jeff Wilson loses a fumble. Jimmy G attempts 41 passes, the third most he's had in 50 career starts with the 49ers. He struggled. He's Jimmy Garoppolo. The one thing you would think you would say about him is, oh, he's an accurate quarterback. Well, he's 26-34 if qualified quarterbacks and catchable throw rate per fantasy points data. So he's not even throwing accurate balls. When he's pressured, his passer rating is 62, which is 20th of 32 qualified quarterbacks. Obviously, the offensive line has been an issue for them with the injuries that they've had. The good news is for the 49ers, if you have Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, this is a high projected total game with the 49ers operating as underdogs. That's good news because all three of those guys came through last week against Atlanta. That's not how the 49ers want to play because they were playing from behind, but it can speak to them being able to come through for fantasy for you in this matchup against Kansas City, who, by the way, has injury issues at the cornerback spot, as you saw last week against Buffalo.
Steelers at the Dolphins, Joe. Right now, I don't think we know who the quarterback is for the Steelers. I think Tomlin said if Pickett passes the protocol, it'll be him, but we need to see if he passes it. We do know that Tua's back for the Dolphins.
Yeah, Tua is going to be back. I'm sure the NFL is a little bit swallowing the Adam's apple there with Tua in an island game against the defense that really got after Tom Brady last week. Let's just call it like it is. By the way, A number one for Miami, Jalen Waddle has a shoulder injury. He is not practicing on Wednesday. Mike McDaniel says he still expects him to play on Sunday, but our guy, Dr. Edwin Porras, thought it was an AC sprain, could cost him a game or two. So keep that in mind when you talk about Jalen Waddle. The fact of the matter is this. We undersold Tyreek Hill. I think the entire fantasy industry undersold Tyreek Hill. He has finished as a top 25 scoring wide receiver in five of his six games against Miami. He already has three top five games in 6 weeks as a Miami Dolphin. Tyreek Hill being available in the second round and often at the end of the second round is a league winning type of fantasy play. And now Jalen Waddle's hurt. So Tyreek Hill to the freaking moon in this game against a Pittsburgh secondary. That was, again, one of the big disappointments for the Buccaneers, a Pittsburgh secondary. They had like four of their best players out, including Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Mike Evans couldn't make plays down the field. I think Miami is going to have better luck doing that, though Miami's offensive line is a concern with both Teron Armstead and Austin Jackson still battling injuries. It's going to be a fascinating game. But Miami has also already confirmed to you that Raheem Mostert is their number one back. Miami is a touchdown favorite in this game. Should be a good spot for Mostert.
All right, what about the Steelers, Joe?
Yeah, we don't know who's going to be the quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky, ironically, played his best football. I mean, now, first and foremost, though, credit to Trubisky, credit to Chase Claypool. Claypool's fantasy fool's gold. Do not fall for it. They made the plays, okay? But how does Tampa Bay give up three third and 10-plus to Mitchell Trubisky? Just a really bad game. Najee Harris, thank the Lord he scored a touchdown. This guy, it is pulling teeth with this guy. I don't want my running backs playing behind a bad offensive line anyway, but especially not this guy. He's not a home run hitter. He never will be.
They put Warren in some short yardage plays.
Yeah, but like they said,
because he hits it up in there.
Yeah, but here's the funny part. They said, "Oh, Mike Tomlin last week. Oh, we're going to increase Jalen Warren's role. He gets two rushing yards." Najee Harris was still out there, but Najee Harris is getting five or more yards on just 26.5% of his carries. That is last among 39 qualifying running backs. He is seeing, this is part of an issue, 0.72 yards before first contact. That is third lowest among running backs. He's been hit at or behind the line of scrimmage on 53% of his carries, which is the fourth highest among running backs. But I also think, Ross, that can be – look, the Steelers' offensive line is not good. We know that. But that can be a running back stat too, right? Getting hit behind the line of scrimmage.
On some level, yeah.
So I just don't think he's a good match for this offensive line, but he's still getting the snaps. If you play Najee Harris for fantasy, you bet you just got to hope he scores a touchdown. Like, that's where we're at right now. You probably don't have the luxury of benching him with in a week where, you know, Miles Sanders and Dalvin Cook and Daryl Henderson and Devin Singletary on by. But, I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. I've got a team with Breece Hall, Ramondre Stevenson, and Najee on it. Najee was my first round keeper, and he's my RB3 right now. That's the fact.
Yikes. You know what time it is, Joe? It's Labatt Game Blue time. Light time.
Oh,
football season is synonymous in my mind with Labatt Blue Light season. You know why? Because that's all we drank when I played for the Bills. So delicious. Still love having Labatt Blue Light as often as I can. There's no better way to watch your team on game day than with the pristine Canadian goodness of a cold Labatt Blue Light in hand. Stock up on some Labatt Blue Light, be the MVP of your tailgate, and share a Labatt on game day with your crew. Always enjoy responsibly. Love me some Labatt Blue Light. And I got to be honest with you, Joe, I love the way the Patriots are playing right now. I think they are going to smash the Bears on Monday night.
Yeah, this is not a spot where, I mean, look, Justin Fields, when we consider him going 14 to 27 for like 190 yards, a good game, that's kind of where we're at. Now, he has been improving. Like, there's definitely some improvement there, but it's not the spot where I want to be playing Justin Fields. If I'm the Bears, I'd be scared to death about this spot with their young quarterback. The Patriots are 8-point favorites. And here's the thing the Patriots are going to do. You know, I don't know how much I'm buying the quarterback controversy stuff. Zappe, though, is not turning the ball over. He's not making mistakes. And I think, like, with Mac Jones less than 100%, I think the Patriots can just sit here and say, all right, much in the same way the Cowboys did with Cooper Rush, we're going to wait until Bailey Zappe craps his pants before we really pull him out of the lineup. And I'm not sure it's going to be in this game because they're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to run the ball early. They're going to be able to run the ball often. Ramondre Stevenson has run insanely hot. I mean, he leads all running backs in snaps over the last 2 weeks. He's a monster, by the way, from an analytical perspective. According to Fantasy Points data, he's eighth best in yards after contact and fifth best in missed tackles forced. The guy is a monster. The thing I am begging Bill Belichick and that Frankenstein's monster of an offensive coaching staff he has, when Damian Harris and, oh, God forbid, Ty Montgomery get back, do not outsmart yourselves. Ramondre Stevenson got that dog in him. He is an RB1 for as long as Damian Harris is out. With the Patriots 8-point favorites against Chicago, that will continue to be the case. Flipping on over to the Bears, again, I think this is a horrifying spot for Justin Fields, but he has been a top 12 fantasy quarterback in his last two starts because of the rushing potential, which we weren't getting early in the season. But his passing numbers are just bad. And the Bears play New England and Dallas the next 2 weeks. David Montgomery has been their bell cow, but Coach Matt Eberflus said they are going to ride the hot hand going forward. Khalil Herbert has had a little bit more juice, so I'm going to knock David Montgomery on my personal depth chart now for the time being. Khalil Herbert, if he's out there on waiver wires, should probably be picked up in case the Bears decide he is the hotter of the two backs.
Not a lot of talk about the Bears, Joe.
Nope. That's about it. I mean, Khalil Herbert, Montgomery. Darnell Mooney is usable now only because Fields looks like somebody who every now and again has thrown a football before, which is an improvement for where he was early in the season. But again, the Patriots, I'm not really sure this is the matchup where Justin Fields is going to get really right. After what they did to Jared Goff 2 weeks ago, yeah, no thanks.
Check him out on social media, please, at @FG_Dolan. He is a stud. And get the rest of his work over at fantasypoints.com. using that glorious code 22FEAST. I can be found at Ross Tucker NFL. We got the daily Ross Tucker football podcast, even money betting podcast, college draft podcast, where we make picks against the spread on the biggest games. And of course, Andrew does a great job with his Business of Sports podcast, the great Andrew Brandt. Other than that, I am stuffed. We are done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.